President John Dramani Mahama of Ghana said faith gives him comfort and confidence to lead his nation.
It's a very stressful job, but knowing that, you know, God guides your steps and you have a family like the Assemblies of God behind you really is a comfort in the kind of job that I have to do.
Mahama was an honored guest and featured speaker at the Assemblies of God Centennial Celebration's opening event on Thursday at Missouri State's JQH Arena. His visit to Springfield followed the first U.S.-Africa Leaders Summit in Washington, D.C., which he called a historic event. Assemblies of God is one of the largest Christian congregations in Ghana. Mahama told reporters the church plays an important humanitarian role in his country.
We have the section of the church that deals with humanitarian relief, poverty interventions, social protection programs, you know, in healthcare, in education. And I think that that affects both the material, you know, aspect of people's lives as well as the spiritual aspect.
The Centennial is truly an international affair, as people representing 118 different countries are said to have arrived in Springfield. The Thursday's opening ceremony was also live-streamed to millions of viewers in Africa and Latin America. Ralph Nana, originally from the Philippines, came from Jacksonville, Florida, to be at the Centennial celebration.
I really felt moved, you know, by the representation of all the countries and nationals and cultures that have come here to Springfield, Missouri, and this is really a wonderful, you know, celebration of diversity, a multicultural fellowship, you know, of people regardless of their race and color of skin, but we are united, you know, in worshiping the Lord and serving God.
Burkina Faso native Song Naba Caroline said she has been a member of Assemblies of God since she was a little girl. When she saw the announcement of the Centennial celebration online, Song Naba just knew she had to attend.
I expect I will take something from this Centennial, and I expect that I can have something to share with my friend and family in my country.
The pastor of the New Life Church in Baghdad, Jules V. Jules, was another speaker at Thursday's event. Jules, who was captured and imprisoned by Saddam Hussein's secret police 11 years ago, stressed the importance of finding God's gifts in the darkness.
Many Christians have waited the blessed life with a safe life. So they want to live in a nice, a safe place. But friends, God hasn't called us to run away from darkness. But God has called us to penetrate that darkness and to make a difference in our generation.
The Assemblies of God is headquartered in Springfield and has over 67 million adherents worldwide. It has experienced 24 consecutive years of growth. The Assemblies of God Centennial celebrations continue through Sunday. Evening sessions are free and open to the public Friday, Saturday, and Sunday nights at the JQH Arena starting at 7 o'clock p.m. For more details, visit 100.ag.org. Reporting for KSMU News, I'm Elisa Zhu.